We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Vic, thank you.
I am recording.
You are? All right. Okay. Well, then here we are. Welcome to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia here with my co-host Jessica Nutt and Jay Black.
Nobody wants to hear from me when we have Vic DiPotetto on. Mm-hmm. I am less than a local comic when we have Vic, guys. Come on.
Oh, that's not true, Bill. Come on. People love you.
See,
no,
Bill,
see, that's it.
Not even
see,
me,
yeah,
Vic.
So
Vic, we have a third co-host here, Jay Black, who we like to refer to as an iconic local comic.
Not national, yeah, like you.
I know Jay. I know Jay. Funny guy.
Yeah, we know each other a long
time. You know, he's pretty funny. We just had a whole episode where it was such a deep, difficult topic. And Jay found a way to make a couple jokes. It was very impressive, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I've been in and around recovery sites for a while.
Time to think about that?
I know how to talk in a way that doesn't offend them, so I get it.
Okay. So, Vic, did Jessica give you the wrong number, or did I?
No, it wasn't the wrong number, just that I kept calling. It didn't go through.
He said the guys were giving him the runaround when he called the station.
You were calling the main number. You know, the problem is you got Don out there. He's tough.
Yeah, Don can remember he's when tough. There wasn't phones. So he's very...
Then I punched in B-I-L-L. It said no matches found.
That's what I figured. That's how you get me, right? All right, Vic, you got a new video. I mean, the bread and milk. First of all, you've been on the podcast before, so congratulations. Very few people get a second invite to Speaking Millennial.
Wow, I'm honored.
It's a big deal.
Prestigious, yeah.
I think we should get a special award that he deemed to join
did
us.
He accepted?
Yeah, I mean... You know, we very rarely get star power. I mean, this is a big deal having Vic on.
So Vic, tell me about you did the bread and milk. The bread and milk blew up, but just tell me the quick story, because Jay and I have talked about this, and I think you told Jessica the story last time that you had already had a career. So by the time it blew up, you were ready for fame.
Well, a lot of people don't know. Before Bread and Milk, I drove a garbage truck, a school bus, a dump truck. So when Bread and Milk opened the floodgates, that's when it started. You know, that was the that was literally the perfect storm. I started using the social media. I got an audience. I got a great manager. Kevin James calls me, puts me in his movie. It all came together within a year. And people don't know the whole story. I've been doing these videos since 2010.
What was the first one you did? Is it like the lost archives of Vic DiPotato?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I didn't use my phone. I used the webcam, which was, you know, it's...
I kind of want to see these videos.
Yeah. The only people who use webcams anymore are porn stars now, Bill. Vic, were you diddling yourself?
Or what
were you
doing? Now. They don't even use them.
I've got a few of those, too, but my wouldn't let me post them.
Ew.
I've been making videos for years too. You know where my career ended? Next to these two, recording a podcast. You did it the right way, Vic.
There is no right way or wrong way. I just got lucky. You know, when I make a video, I don't say, you know what, this is going to go viral. And out of all the videos I've done, Bread and Milk was the last one I thought would go viral. I thought it was stupid, actually.
Well, yeah, that actually raises a question. So, like, you know, I always say that comics, like, when you're sitting in the green room, you can kind of tell whether or not it's a good show just by listening to the crowd chatter. After you've been doing it for 10 years, you're like, ah, these people suck. And you're like, how do you even know? It's like, yeah, I can just tell. You've been doing this for so long. You're so successful at it. You don't have a sense when you make a video, even now, that, like, yeah, this one I really knocked out of the park. People are really going to like this one.
Well, now, yes, because now me and my manager, we got a formula. We I don't want to give it away.
I was going to say, what's that formula, Vic? Yeah. I got a couple questions. I'm taking notes here. Taking notes.
You know what it is? I think the TikTok Vics are the most successful one.
So when you get angry, you sit down and...
Jessica, did you or Jay, did you see the last one? The time change. You know, Vic, I am obsessed with this whole time change thing. It makes me so angry. I get so angry that, like, I related to your video at a very deep level. I've been yelling about this for years.
Yep.
They keep changing the clocks on me, and you just articulated it perfectly. He's in his room, and he's actually going through the manual clock. I still have two manual clocks in my house, so I have to do
my car.
What Vic was doing.
My car is still at the wrong time.
Yeah. Right?
You know how I was an hour late?
Is that why?
Is
that
what it
was? Yeah, Jessica was an hour late today.
That's why. Yeah, I have a person to do that for me. I'm very successful.
The watch I'm wearing, the dial is broken. I can't open it. So it's finally now in the right time.
Oh.
I had to wait for the time change.
Yeah, that's how you do it. I feel like we should go.
The cars are the hardest ones, but I'm lucky. I got a Lexus. It's two buttons. It does the minutes. It's the old-fashioned clock.
But it doesn't do it for you.
Yes, it's great.
It does it for you?
No, you do it yourself, but it's simple. It's an hour button and a minute button. You don't got to go to the
mat. Why haven't you bought a new alarm clock by now?
The thing is, I have a million clocks that my wife bought from Home Goods. They all work by battery, and you got to do it manually, and it takes me an hour to go through the whole house.
He's right. Yeah. I'm down to two. Cut it down to two.
Vic, you got
to
do this the right way. Next time there's a clock change, burn your house down for the insurance money. Buy a new house and have no clocks in the new house. That's how you handle it.
Hey, I'm Italian. You don't got to pull money.
That's what we call an Italian move. You just burn the house down.
Do you have clocks in your house, Jay?
It's easier to burn down a house in Jersey than to build one because the inspectors in Jersey suck.
Vic, what's going on? Last time you were on the podcast, you were in the process. You were in the building process.
House?
What's going on? Where are you with this?
Well, we're all done, thank God. Two of the inspectors are buried under the cesspool, and another one is buried up in the crawl space.
Ha ha.
You know, when you
Jessica's
say
like, is he serious? I don't know.
Yeah,
you got to see Jessica. She's very
sarcastic. Ha ha.
Jessica's very Nordic looking, so when she hears that in an Italian accent, she gets very nervous, like things are going down.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a good description.
I would agree.
Nordic. Yeah.
Norwegians are tough. I did the only cruise gig I ever did, and I'll never do it again. I did a joke about the captain. It was during the Exxon Valdez, and I said, "Relax, folks. We're in good hands. The captain is from the Exxon Valdez." And when we got to port, they sent me back home.
Yeah, wow. They do that. Yeah.
Wait a minute. In the middle of the cruise?
Mm-hmm. The top deck, they're all sunbathing naked.
Yeah. Well, the Norwegians like to sunbathe naked?
Yeah, but you can't curse.
Yeah. And you can't make jokes about the captain. So what happened? The captain banned you? He's like, that's it. You don't joke about me.
The one night I did that one joke, the captain never comes to the show. Out of all the shows that I did that one joke, he comes to the show.
So, Vic, I'm doing a cruise in April, and there's a famous story of, I won't say the comic's name, but he's somebody that you and I both know.
Yeah.
And he was apparently, you're not allowed in the guests' cabins, you know, because it's you can't fraternize with the guests.
Will you say his name after we record the podcast?
Yeah, I'll let you guys know. he was fraternizing pretty hard and pretty intense. So
aggressive fraternizing.
Aggressive fraternizing. No, this is just...
Was this you? Is this your friend or
no? No, this was... I'll tell you who it is off the air. I heard this story when I got there to the cruise. They were like, this is why you don't fraternize. So the story was apparently they have cameras everywhere. So they bump, 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 knock on the door because they saw him go into the room. And they were like, you're leaving. You got to get out of here. So he says, okay, pulls out a pack of cigarettes, lights one up. And they're like, you can't smoke in here. And he's like, what are you going to do to me now? You're going to kick me off the boat? And they're like, yeah, good point. Smoke them up. But they will kick you right off.
Vic, I'm not dying to know who this is, of course.
No. You want to hear a better one?
Yes. Let's hear it.
You remember Leon Klinghoffer?
Yes. He was the man who was killed. He was in a wheelchair. They threw him off the... They literally drowned him, right? They threw him off the boat.
I don't want to mention the comic's name. He goes on stage. He asks the waitress, can I have a Leon Klinghoffer? She says, what's that? He says, two shots and a splash.
That is horrible. This is a man that was killed I don't know, was it a terrorist or something? They shot him and threw him off. He was in a wheelchair. On a cruise ship.
Did they helicopter that comic off that night? I could just imagine the Huey just landing on the boat and taking him off.
And that's that. What are you
going to do? Wait, did they throw him out for that?
Yes.
So who has to hear the joke to make the decision to throw him out?
From what I hear, the next time they docked the ship, a helicopter came and took them back to the mainland.
Yeah,
you were right.
That's how you know when you piss them off, when they bring in the helicopter.
When they're willing to spend $1,800 an hour on fuel, they really hate you.
So pissing off the captain is kind of like saying bomb on an airplane.
Yes.
Right. Or making a joke about someone who gets shot in a wheelchair, I guess. I don't know.
Was it too soon? Or never appropriate. There's no statute of limitations on those jokes.
What was the joke with the airplane where you guys were like, it's too soon?
Oh my God, Vic, we almost got ourselves into trouble.
Can we share it?
So Jessica has her dog here.
Yeah, Gigi.
So little Gigi is running around the studio right now. And we're like, what if we like put her in the overhead? And we're like, I think that's too soon. We can't make those jokes. You know, the stupid United thing, they killed the dog.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a question I have for you. At what point as a comic is there an appropriate dog in the overhead joke?
I would say now. I'm okay with it.
I'm actually being serious. Like, at what point? Because, you know, PETA's all crazy. And look, it's anybody who has a dog, it's offensive, right?
At the moment,
the dog.
We were all like, it's too soon.
We thought it was all too soon.
I think it's too soon.
I think I am. I feel like we're right in the sweet spot. I'm all right with it. Because here's what.
As a matter of fact, I did a video about that. It was a more serious one. You know, I also do serious videos too. I'm like, you know, kind of public service announcement.
Running to get the bread and milk is a public service announcement, like before a storm. It's a very serious topic.
I think the other dog is funny. The one that wound up in...
In Japan.
I know.
All right, that's funny, right? That was the family flying the dog to Kansas. And the dog ended up in Japan. They're like, where's the dog?
Yeah.
And they find the dog in Japan. You know,
You think when the dog made it to Japan, he turned to the person and said, now I know I'm not in Kansas.
Yeah. I think he was probably grateful he didn't land in Korea.
Because they eat dogs.
It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
Can always be worse. That's all I'm saying.
So that joke never happens? Does that joke ever get written, or is it like a year? When does that happen?
Nah, you know, I got a cat. I don't know. It's not for me. I'd rather be safe. You know, I love animals.
I think it's where you're coming from, at least in my opinion. Like, I still do college campuses, and they're always like, hey, they're so super PC now. I open with saying, like, listen, I'm old, so there's a chance I'll use a word that I don't know is offensive. So instead of starting a Tumblr to get me fired, like, come up after the show
and tell me,
hey, like, is not a word we use anymore. And I go, oh, okay, well, now I know not to use that word. Thank you. I grew up in a world where maybe that wasn't a bad thing to say. So, you know, that's, and we could probably bleep that out.
Do we have to bleep that?
Yeah, we probably should bleep that, yeah.
Probably sound better because I...
yeah, I'll bleep it.
What's that, Vic?
Unfortunately, we live in a world where everybody, you know, look, I don't talk politics. That's why people come to me to get away from that circus.
Right, right.
You know, but you got to, no matter who, what side you're on, you're going to piss off half your audience.
Yeah.
You know, I just, you know, I'm old school. I come from Dean Martin, Red Skelton, Abbott and Costello, Three Stooges. I just want to have fun and make people laugh. I know it sounds corny, but I'm telling you the truth.
But it's not just politically correct, like, you know, with the college campuses, because like a joke about the dog, right, it is too soon for most people. You don't hear jokes about the 9/11, right?
I haven't told my favorite one.
What's
Louis C.K. has a great one. It's the best one I ever heard about 9/11. And it involves masturbation. Sorry.
No way.
Yeah. So
Louis C.K.
He said, you know, I think, because he was in New York and he was telling this joke in New York, and he goes, I think, at least for me, you know, when does it return to normal? When is it normal? When is it normal? And to me, it's, I think, the first time you start masturbating again after the attack. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was right after the first tower, right before the second tower. That was his 9/11 joke. I think that's brilliant. I didn't say it. It was Louis C.K.
He could have just kept it going a little bit longer, and he could have exposed his whole truth.
Yeah, I mean, up on stage. Yeah. Let me show you forcibly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? Look, he could get away with it. You know, I can't do politics. Bill Maher can. Louis Black can. You know, it's not my
That's
not my cup of tea. I'd rather stay safe, you know.
It's not even safe. It's funny. Your stuff is good.
It's bad enough. I get crucified by cursing by some, you know. Ooh. You know, 2018, and people still worrying about cursing? It's enough.
Well, you don't curse much, though. Do you curse at all?
Come on, Bill. Yes, I do.
All right, a little bit. Not on the radio.
No, because I'm on the radio. That's why I don't curse.
But I'm saying, though, you've got a discipline. There are some of the comics we have on. You got to be on the dump button. They're like, oh my God, no. What are they going to say next? You've got a discipline. You know your audience, whether it's that clean 7 to 70 on radio or if you're in a club. Obviously, totally different venues.
Vic and I did a show a long time ago. Vic, I don't know if you remember. We were at Rascals, the old Rascals in Montclair.
Wow.
Yeah, doing a high school graduation show together. I was opening for you. And I wish there was video of your face rolling your eyes at these kids. It was one of the more beautiful things to watch from the back of the room, where you would tell a joke and it would go over one way or the other. They would laugh or they maybe wouldn't. But you're like, look at you. Like, you had this look on your face like, these little shits. Look at these little shits. It was wonderful.
Well, comics love to do that. Stand in the back of the room and tear each other apart.
No, I was watching you tear the audience apart. That's what I was enjoying. You looking at these kids like, who are you, kid? I don't even like you. It was just fun to watch.
Wow, that was what, 19? Jeez, that was a while ago.
So, well, that was not the Rascals in Orange. This is the Rascals in Montclair.
You're older than I thought, I think.
Yeah, I'm 107 years old. A lot of people don't know that. I go even more old school. I'm Al Jolson old school. I'm actually performing in a tuxedo right now. But yeah, no, that was back at Montclair. I guess this would be like 2005, 2006.
Wow.
Now, what year was Bread and Milk?
Oh, that was 2013.
How about that? So you worked, so you think about that, the life of a comic, working the clubs, doing the high school graduation, and then boom, blowing up.
Well, that was, and the thing about that, it went viral on my birthday, February 9th.
Very nice.
Good birthday present.
Yeah.
Now, you know, how'd the clock thing do? How's it doing?
Doing great. Yeah. I mean, then the bomb cyclone came and the thunder snow. You know, it's all total combined. All my videos have over 250 million views.
Think about that.
I'm right in there.
You right up there, Jay?
250.
It's almost like the podcast.
He said 250, right?
I didn't hear 250.
So I'm Vic. I feel like I'm at the same level of success as you. I don't know why I'm not a bigger star.
All right, Vic, what do you got going on? What's next?
What do I got next? On this Friday night, the Algonquin Theater was sold out in Manasquan.
Wait, now, Vic, this is going to drop in 2 weeks. So that happened 2 weeks ago. And let me tell you, you killed.
Yeah, no.
That was a show. Wow.
People are still talking about it.
What show? Which one?
The Algonquin. Yeah. It already happened because we're going to drop this in 2 weeks. So it was a great show, Vic. You really killed it.
You know, I'm selling out theaters and clubs. The fruits of my labor is finally paying off. You know, I'm just enjoying the ride.
I love it.
Great.
All right. Well, look, you are welcome back on the morning show anytime you want. And we want to have you back a third time for the podcast.
You got it, Bill. Thank you for having me, guys.
All right. You're good, man.
Thank you.
Go get him, Vic.
Great guy.
Great to talk to you.
Love Vic DiBattista.
Yeah, me too. Good man.
Take care, guys.
All right. We'll see you, Vic.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just, so for the benefit of the audience, what we were going to do, because we are backed up on guests today and we're recording three podcasts.
Yeah.
But I think what we should do is just continue to talk right now for three more minutes.
Okay.
About how great Vic is.
Well, Vic is fantastic. And then we'll go in and get next week's guests, Charles and Lauren.
But think about Vic. This is what he told us the first time.
What?
That his video blew up and went viral.
Yeah.
And then when he got, like, people wanted to go see him. So he's like, all of a sudden I got 1,000 people.
Right.
I'm selling out. I better be good.
Yeah.
And he said if it happened too soon in his career, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true of any of us.
Right.
You know, that I think that's actually one of the issues with social media is that you can blow up before your act is ready.
Before you're ready.
And, you know, like there are kids 19, right? 20 years old. Now,
it's like, send that steak back. It's not ready. It's not done.
But this isn't me being a grumpy guy saying they don't deserve it. I mean, if you can make videos that people like, that's great. But then you try to monetize it with a live show and you're 19 and you've never done a show in front of someone before. And you get up and you go, I hear about it all the time where they say, well, I'll just do Q&A and be funny. And they sit down and, you know, there's nothing like, you've been to the Stress Factory. There's a great story about Joel McHale. Joel McHale who on E, and he's
a funny guy.
I opened for Joel
McHale. He does McHale. Talk soup, right?
I think he's going to be at the Stress Factory soon.
He might be.
Is he?
He might be.
I know Vinny was.
That was Jessica saying,
to, no, I was talking
they're
to,
our sponsor.
No, because I wanted to, I was talking to Vinny and he was like, hold on, I got to go. I think that's Joel McHale's agent. And I was like, oh, cool. I hope I get to go to the show.
So
he's
funny.
But
my parents went and saw him and
what did they think? Did they like him?
They liked the show.
Right.
They like Talk Soup.
So here's the thing. I'll tell you about it. I opened for Joel and he was like, we're sitting backstage and he's eating nothing but protein because he's in shape. He was like, I don't know.
He's like a really skinny guy.
Does he even eat? I feel like he doesn't eat.
Yeah, is he in shape or is he just
he's like Hollywood.
No,
I mean, he's like, he lifts.
Raw almonds.
You know, but it's like
he
that
lifts
wiring.
And pukes.
Yeah, lifts and pukes. Right.
He's got a lift puke diet.
Yeah. So we're sitting backstage and he's eating like one hard boiled egg. I just said a word that
you
I'm going to be bleeping.
You're going to be bleeping.
So don't worry about it. But in any event, I'm talking to him and I'm like, you're a comic, right? And he goes, everybody thinks I'm a comic. I'm an actor. But because I did Talk Soup, they think I'm a comic. I'm not a comic. This is like, I've only been doing this 8 months. And I was like, well, why are you even here? And he's like, well, they're paying me $25,000. And I was like, well, that makes sense.
I would be there too.
So, but there's a story of him coming to the Stress Factory and Vinny saying, like, he was just dropping by, not like as a headliner. And he's just like, hey, man, you want to jump up? And Joel knew enough to go, Vinny, if it's my crowd who came to see me, I can kind of handle it. But when it's just a New Jersey audience that's there to see a show, they're going to eat me alive. I'm not going to get up there. He knew. He knew that he had
an
audience.
He's a famous guy.
He's famous.
He got that.
He got that if you get up without having the goods, you're going to get eaten alive. And that's what I love about Vic. He deserved it. Great comic. Great guy.
He is.
And he had the goods.
He had the goods.
I don't know why I'm shouting. I feel
you're
like
shouting.
I
why are you shouting?
Because
Vic shouts.
Vic shouts. I'm just trying to
keep. So you're all revved up.
I'm revved up.
But I think we got to have Vic back.
We should.
Definitely.
He's one of my favorites. I love the jersey.
Is he going to be on the radio too? Have you had him on a lot?
I had him on. This is how this happened. I don't remember. Honestly, my head's spinning.
Did you call him to talk about bread and milk?
That's probably exactly how it happened.
You're like, it's storming. Let me call
it. Every time we have a nor'easter, I'm like, I got to get Vic.
Every year and gets all those views.
Right?
Lucky?
Yeah, I have him on every time there's a snowstorm. So, all right, we've got another episode to record.
Yep.
So listen, I hope you enjoyed the whole Vic DiBattista conversation. We will definitely have him back. And
I'll go get him.
You can. So we'll sign off now. Yep. Look, follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Chestnut, and go to jblack.tv to get all the info on the great Jay Black.
Thank you for that.
I got you. Come on, I gave you a plug, and we're out.